We check out another case file the Warrens were a part of. This time it happens in England. We are talking about 2016's The Conjuring 2. I am Bill Wilkins, and this is my house! How's it going, everybody? As always, I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of Ghosts, Demons, Elvis Presley covers, and Haunted Armchairs. To my friends in England, I appreciate you guys so much, and please forgive me for the terrible accents, but I do like to have my fun. So let's get right into it. The Conjuring 2 came out June 10th, 2016. The actual case of the Enfield hauntings happened between 1977 and 1979, and it's probably one of the most well-documented hauntings that we have on record. The budget for this film was pretty large because of the major success of the first film. Another $20 million was added to the budget since the first film, making it $40 million estimated budget. And that was made plus $406,000, all in the opening weekend. That's right, $40,406,000 was made in the opening weekend alone, with a total run of $322,811,712, which is $2 million more than the one that was made before in 2013. No wonder people believe that these movies will stand the test of time. Do you agree with that? The director goes again to James Wan, who directed the first film. If you want more information on James Wan, then go check out The Conjuring audio commentary and The Conjuring episode from back in 2021. The writing goes to Chad and Carrie Hayes, who again are the writers for the first one as well. So go check out that episode from 2021 to find out more movies that they wrote for. Now that we got that done, let's get right into our summary. So here we... In 1977 Enfield, the paranormal investigators Lorraine and Ed Warren travel to London to help the Hodgsons. After sensing her daughter to be possessed and her four children haunted by supernatural happenings, Peggy Hodgson asks for help when a malicious entity takes possession of the second eldest child, Janet. However, there's something more threatening, not only for the inhabitants, but also for the investigator couple, something that they couldn't even imagine. That was an awesome summary. The author was anonymous, but that reminds me to tell you to send in your summaries, and I might use them on this podcast, so go ahead and make sure to do that. Now let's get into the people that you see on film. First, we have the spiritual power couple, Ed and Lorraine Warren, who are played by Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga. You can find more information on them on the audio commentary for The Conjuring, which is the episode before this one. Moving on, we move on to the Hodgsons, starting with Mama. We have Frances O'Connor, who plays Peggy Hodgson, who is just a normal British struggling mother who would do anything for her children. I enjoy her performance, and you can also find her in stuff like AI, Artificial Intelligence, from 2001, Timeline, from 2003, which has Paul Walker in it for my Paul Walker fans out there, and also she is in The Missing from 2014. Next, we have Lauren Esposito, who plays the oldest daughter, Margaret Hodgson, who does a wonderful job and is always with her family and trying to help in any way she can. You can find her in stuff like Love Child from 2014 to 2017, The Legend of the Five from 2020, and also Swimming for Gold, also from 2020, so go and check it. Next is the daughter who is sensitive to the spiritual world and gets used as a vessel and gets possessed. Janet Hodgson is played by Madison Wolf, and I think she really sells the possessed look and really does well with the with putting the mouth together with the evil voice. I think that looks very good. I think she did a really good performance. You can find her in stuff like Trumbo from 2015, I Kill Giants from 2017. She was also in Malignant from 2021, which is also a James Wan film, and you should really go and check it out if you haven't yet. Next up is the older brother Johnny, and he is played by Patrick McCauley. And you can find him in stuff like The Hurricane Heist from 2018 and Absentia from 2017 to 2020. Next is the little brother Billy, who has a little nursery rhyme about a dude with scoliosis. Benjamin Hay is the actor, and he is in stuff like Victoria and Abdul from 2017 and Genius from 2017, which is a story on Disney Plus about Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, so go and check that out as well while you're at it. Next, we have the British paranormal investigator Maurice Gross, who is played by Simon McBurney. He does a good job, and to me, he is a character who stood out, and that's why I wanted to include him. He is in some really good movies, like Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy from 2011, and that film stars Gary Oldman, and we just love him here at Horror Spoop. He is also in The Manchurian Candidate from 2004, and that stars Denzel, and we love him as well. And lastly, he is in The Last King of Scotland from 2006. I will tell you to go and check those out as well. See, look at all these movies that you can now go watch. We keep it up with The Nun, or Valak. She is played by Bonnie Ahrens, and you can find her in stuff like I Know Who Killed Me from 2007, Mrs. Davis from 2023, which is a Peacock original, and also Silver Linings Playbook from 2012. And lastly, we have Bill Wilkins, who is the spirit who is in the house and just sits and channel surfs all day. He is played by Bob Adrian, and you can find him in stuff like 12 Monkeys from 1995, Spider-Man Homecoming from 2017, and lastly, the show Manifest from 2018. Check all the films that I brought up and support the talent that you see in this film, because I think they did pretty great. Now on to how I feel about this film. The first Conjuring might have been better written, but to me this film is more entertaining to watch. I like how they open up the film with the Warrens in the iconic Amityville house doing a seance, which stays on point with a separate story to start each film. For example, the first Conjuring film starts with the story of Annabelle instead of going to the main story of the Perron family. The acting was good from everyone involved, and the score for this film is honestly pretty unnerving in pretty much every scene. The demon nun or Valak is probably more scary and ominous in this film than any other film that has to do with her, or it, whatever you want to say. The painting scene with the nun is really well done and scary, and you definitely need to pay attention to that. I can probably put that on my Facebook page for you guys to check out, so make sure to go do that. Other scenes that you need to look out for is the interview with Janet in the living room. Every scene when you see Bill Wilkins is kind of a jump scare in different ways. And finally, the Crooked Man is a cool character and you need to pay attention to him, even though the CGI could be a little bit better in my opinion. But that being said, you need to go and check out for the rest for yourself. Horror Spoop rates this 7.5 out of 10. That's a little bit lower than the first, but that's just because the first one is a little better written. Now that I jabbered my jaws about what I think, what do you think? Let me know by going to the Horror Spoop group. And also, do you live in or want to visit Enfield? Well, I have two places that you can see in real life coming up. And we are back with one filming location and one very real location. The filming location is the Hodgson's house that is used in the film. You can find that at Grame Road in Enfield, Greater London in the UK. No number was given for the address, so you need to line up shots and find the right house for yourself. And now on to the very real location. You can find the actual house that all this scary stuff happened in at 284 Green Street in Enfield as well. Now, I must tell you this, actual people do live in these houses, so please be respectful of that. Also be respectful and don't be shocked if they don't want you to take pictures of these houses. I know I wouldn't personally if I was them. But other than that, go and check that stuff out. Now let's get right into a little bit of trivia. First, while promoting the film in June of 2016, star Vera Farmiga was still suffering from swollen lymph nodes she received during filming due to the intense screaming she had to perform. She also would do up to 50 takes in a row, all featuring her screaming. So that is a lot of screaming. I would be more shocked if her lymph nodes were not swollen because of that. But she definitely does sell being scared to me. James Wan was offered a life-altering amount of money in order to direct Fate and the Furious in 2017. However, he turned down that opportunity to direct this film instead. He said, "I feel rejuvenated to tell a scary story one more time." He did say that on Instagram. Make sure to go and follow him on Instagram. James Wan is the freaking man. Here at Horror Spoop, we are so glad that he decided to go with The Conjuring 2 instead of Fate and the Furious. But that's just because I stopped caring about Fast and Furious films after Tokyo Drift. The remaining members of the Hodgson family visited the set. Frances O'Connor, who portrays the mother in the film, refused to meet them as she feared that it would affect her performance. I would honestly feel like if I was the family, I would be more trauma. I would be reminded more of the trauma by visiting the set than anything. Also remember, the Perron family also visited the set of the first Conjuring, which I just think that it would be more anxiety-inducing than anything, but I might be wrong. I'm just more of an anxious person, I guess. We already talked about this earlier. The opening scene where the Warrens are seen partaking in a seance in the Amityville Horror House, Lorraine is seen wearing a trench coat and a skirt. Inspiration for this costume was taken from the real Lorraine Warren herself. She wore that during the seance in real life in the Amityville case. Vera Farmiga wore a replica of the outfit right down even to the styling of her hair. With the truth about how Ed and Lorraine Warren kind of forced their way into the Amityville horror case, as well as the Enfield case that we're talking about, I can't really help but believe that they're nothing more than paranormal clout chasers. But let me know what you think. This next piece of trivia kind of proves the same point that I just brought up. The Society of Psychical Research in England researched this case long before the Warrens did, and it was determined recurrent spontaneous psychokinesis. Gross and Playfair moved into the house at one point and investigated this case for over a year. The Warrens showed up and only stayed a couple of days. See, to me, the Warrens are clout chasers, while Gross and Playfair put in the work and spend some time with the house themselves. This film takes place 6 years after the first movie. So 6 years after the Perron family went through what they did, so did the Hodgsons in England. The woman on the Idol poster in the girl's bedroom is actress and model Joanna Lumley. The real Hodgson girls, in fact, had that poster of her. You can see it in the photographs that they feature at the end credits. You can also see that picture on the Horror Spoop Facebook and Instagram, so go check that out. Go and follow there while you're there. Thank you. Anyway, the actress portraying Janet Madison Wolf is actually an American using an English accent, having her grown up in New Orleans. Did you notice that that was a fake accent? I actually did not know that, so I was actually a little impressed. At around an hour and 18 minutes, the tune being whistled by the spirit of Bill Wilkins is the folk song This Old Man, or the Children Marching Song. So go check out that if you want to hear it. Lauren Esposito was chosen for her part after a lengthy search of actresses held in the United States, England, and Australia. This marks her feature-length film debut. And Lauren Esposito, here at Horse Poop, we believe you did a wonderful job on your first film. Congrats on that. Keep doing the hard work. Let's keep this moving, though. The second film that deals with the Warrens having to help a haunted female named Janet. The made-for-TV film The Haunted in 1991, now considered to be a lost Conjuring film, had a woman named Janet Smurl who was tormented by evil spirits. The Warrens also were featured on that film, though they were played by different actors at the time. Not the normal Ed and Lorraine Warren, and not Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga. That's what they're trying to say. This really interests me, and I definitely want to watch it, so let me know if you know where I can find this film. At around 34 minutes, Margaret is heard listening to Don't Give Up On Us, Baby, which is sung by David Soul. The song peaked at number one in the UK for 4 weeks, from January to February in 1977. It also peaked at number one in April of 1977 in the United States for a single week. He also starred in Starsky and Hutch in 1975. A large poster of Soul is displayed on the wall beside Margaret's bed. This is an awesome small detail that they used to make it more historically accurate, and I love the effort that they put into this. One of the real-life allegations that wasn't featured in the film was that the Hodgson children toys were actually thrown around the house, and at times they were too hot to touch. I actually believe that that would have been an awesome aspect to add to the story, but you let me know if you agree with that. Now that we're done with these trivia, let's get right in to our taglines. The first and only tagline is Enfield, London, 1977, the next true story from the case files of Ed and Lorraine Warren. What do you think of that tagline? Could you come up with a better one yourself? Let me know on the question I ask on Facebook. The end of the taglines means the end of the episode. I hope you have enjoyed this, because I know I have. Well, the next episode will be The Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It. I hope to see you there. And once again, I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horse Poop. See ya. Thank you so much for listening to Horror Spoop. Make sure to go follow this podcast, rate this podcast, and tell your friends about this podcast. As well, you can go to Horror Spoop on Facebook, Instagram, or you can also email me with any questions at horrorspoop@gmail.com. So please, I hope to see you again.